Chapter 1. Sadie. Then. Bone slams into pavement. The thud reverberates between my ears for several seconds before I see what caused it. Not that I have to look to know what has happened. What I hear is loud and clear. It's vertebrae pouring into the asphalt, breaking one by one at first, and then at last, a final crack. First, a whooshing sound is registered. Afterward, gasping. "He isn't breathing," someone calls out, and I feel myself being drawn in the direction of the mess until I'm near the center. Stepping over a trail of blood that oozes down the sidewalk, I perch upward onto my tippy toes to get a better look. Despite the flurry of activity, no one panics. All around me, people continue on with their day. Bizarrely, most of them don't even stop what they're doing to see what's going on. The ones who do either one of two things. They pull out their phone to capture the moment, or they look to the person next to them as a cue for what to do. At the heart of it all, a man lies on the ground. A woman is hunched over him. She's performing CPR. Upon closer inspection, I realize that the man sprawled out on the pavement is Creepy Stan. I know Stan. Everyone knows Stan. He works here. He bags groceries and has a penchant for saying wildly inappropriate things to female customers. Everyone overlooks it on account of his disability. Most of us avoid him altogether. But not her. She pumps Creepy Stan's chest as though her life depends on it. Although her hair shields the majority of her face, what I can see of her profile seems somewhat familiar. Mentally, I try to place her, but can't. Another bystander checks Stan's pulse. His expression causes the woman to work harder. "Help is on the way," someone says. "He just went down," a man says. "I think he tripped on a curb," an old lady says. "I saw him clutch his chest," someone else says. This is why you can never trust eyewitness accounts. I wonder if Stan can hear them. I assume not. His eyes are fixed straight ahead on the cloudy gray sky. It's almost poetic the way he watches the heavens. He doesn't blink. Blood pools around his head in a kidney-shaped pattern before flowing outward onto the pavement. My stomach barrel rolls. Blood and death and emergencies are not my strong suit. Too many memories. It's scary how fast the mind can travel. Finally, paramedics arrive. Three men and one woman spill out of the fire truck. They move with purpose, almost in formation. Stan isn't dead. He isn't breathing, but they bag him, and the good news is, at least he has a pulse. We all watch in unison as they deftly log roll him onto a spinal board before securing him onto the stretcher. The crowd breathes a collective sigh of relief when the ambulance doors close and they clap for the woman. When she turns in my direction, I realize I know her. It's Anne Banks, internet celebrity, best-selling author, self-help guru, the kind of woman that puts all the mixed-up puzzle pieces of the world in a neat little row. She has the ability to make you see the big picture. This is what they say each week anyway, on her number one podcast. The book reviews, her followers, they say she can change your life. As for what I think, well, the jury is still out. A woman pulls her into an embrace. Cheers erupt, growing louder. It's a fucking moment, to be sure. "You're a hero," the old lady tells her. She smiles and says it was nothing.